Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, on Blog Talk Radio. So glad to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. Listen, we give a big shout-out, of course, to our listeners in Richmond and across Virginia. Oh, my goodness, we can't forget Georgia and Illinois and Delaware and Philly. We give you a big shout-out. Alaska, Memphis, everywhere, all across the World Wide Web. We're so glad that you tuned in. I'm your lovely, stunning, magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell, and I am just glad to have you joining me today for another phenomenal, outstanding show. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. But the awesome thing is that you can check out all of our shows in our on-demand section. That's right. So if you miss any portion of the show, no problem. You can go back and listen to the full show and share the link with a friend. We always bring you phenomenal shows and interviews, and today we have our artist spotlight. We're just tickled pink to talk to you today and share with our listeners two phenomenal artists. We're going to be talking with Minister Isaiah D. Thomas and our new artist spotlight, the Pitts Sisters. We are excited to bring them on. And listen, we want to let you know that you can find out about the great guests that we have coming on the show by joining my email list. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All you have to do is visit my official website, and you can join my email list. Now, you might be saying, well, what's the official website? Well, let me give that to you. It's www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com, and you can join my email list. You'll get one email a week just to let you know about the guests that are coming on the show, and it is a great place to check out the featured shows and the on-demand section. Now, some of you may be saying, wait a minute, I didn't get that Mitchell what and hyphen what, and you know what, I just like to go to Google. No problem. You know what, I'm in Google. That's no problem at all. If you want to find me, baby, you I don't think y'all me. Ready for you me. Ain't I don't think y'all ready. My engineers are having fun today. That's right. You can check me out in Google. Go to Mitchell Productions. Put that in Google. You'll find me. Or Charvette Mitchell. You will find me there. All right. Again, our artist spotlight. We're first going to chat with, oh, my goodness, Minister Isaiah D. Thomas. And many of you know he is a Stellar Award winner. He won the 2008 Stellar Award for Contemporary Choir of the Year in 2008, and that's Minister Isaiah D. Thomas and the Elements of Praise. You've heard their CD played all across the airwaves. Oh, my goodness, it's called The Greatest. I know you've heard it, and it's just phenomenal. He's a multi-talented and gifted artist and musician, and we had a chance to catch up with Minister Isaiah Thomas a little bit ago just to get his perspective on some of the topics dealing with gospel music and the gospel music industry. You know what? We want you to check it out. And also send a link to a friend. Okay, I've got a couple more questions for you. Can you hang on? All right. I've been asking people these questions that are either in music ministry, gospel industry, so I'm interested to hear your take on these particular questions.
All right.
All right. The first question, do you think there is a struggle between ministry and career? So you're in music ministry and you know it's about ministry and about souls, but this is also business and it's also your career. Is there a struggle?
You know, I'm going to say yes, potentially there can be a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But what's very important for the people that are in ministry is to always remember to seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you seek God first,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, you will never want for anything. You will never go in lack. In fact, I know for a fact that your cup will be running over. So, yes, there is a struggle, but there is a remedy to the struggle. A lot of times we struggle because, Chavette, we're focused on the wrong things.
My goodness.
See, there was a time when I would be trying to figure out how am I going to feed my family tonight, or how am I going to meet this obligation or do this and that. When I changed my focus, my needs were always met. And I said that I made a decision to focus on ministry and not focus on the dollar and not focus on, well, what potentially can come out of this financially. When I stopped focusing on that, guess what? All of my needs have been met. I have a wife of 17 years. I have 3 sons.
Beautiful family.
Yes, and they can say they have not gone to bed hungry. If they did, they didn't tell me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here from an expert. Have your priorities in order.
That's right.
All right, the next question I have, do you think, in your opinion, does secular music influence gospel music, or is it vice versa?
That's a good question. And I think that the secular music is definitely impacted by gospel music.
Okay.
In fact, if you look at all of your major secular tours, the Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige tour, guess what? All of those musicians come out of church.
So they're musical directors and all of that.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
The sound that they are looking for comes out of church. See, it's one thing when you're doing an album and you hire a producer, so that producer is going to basically display his vision or his interpretation of the song. But when they are doing live tours, they want that element of church.
Ah.
I mean, very distinct. And a lot of them, if you can't really go to church, you can't get the job.
Wow.
I can name a host of church musicians that are born and raised in church that are doing major tours right now because that's what these secular artists want. They want that element of church in their live set. Why? Because probably themselves have been impacted by church.
Right. Because most people, they don't know if they can sing. They find out in church. Where else can you find out if you can sing or have a musical talent other than some school choirs and things of that nature?
Exactly. And a lot of them, whole bunch of them, got their start right in church.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. Again, I'm an expert. Okay. So I have a question from one of our listeners. This person is a good writer. They're interested in producing, and they can sing also.
Okay.
Where should they focus their energy? So you've got three things they could do. Where should they focus their energy?
Okay, the biggest asset to somebody that's trying to go to the next level is exposure. You can't pay for that. You can be the most talented individual, but if people don't know, you'll never get to the next level.
Wow.
So my first advice is that person needs to get involved in their area chapter Gospel Music Workshop of America.
Okay.
They need to sing. They need to try to submit a song to the Gospel Music Workshop. They need to network and expose themselves to different artists and to different producers and to other people that maybe there may be an artist from that city that's doing an album. When you want to try to do a song with them, you want to do whatever you can to expose yourself so that once people know who you are and you get in demand, then you can do what God has called you to do. But before you can do that, people have to see and hear you and know who you are.
Wow.
And so I think that's really, really important. I know a lot of people here in Washington who have so much talent, but they don't do anything. They don't network. They don't go to conventions. They don't do anything. And as a result, they stay right where they are. So if you really want to go to the next level, then you need all the exposure you can get. And sometimes it starts in right there in your local church. Ask to teach a song to your home choir. Ask to lead a song or to try to get in a position where you can lead a song at your home church. Things start like that. You never know who's going to be in that congregation. and then regional and that sort of thing. If there's a musical, you want to do your best to try to get on that musical. Don't be asking for money.
My good. And what you just said, that carries across any industry or any business.
That's
exposure.
Right. Exposure. That's right. Exposure. That's the biggest thing. And that can be the biggest hindrance to an artist trying to develop.
Mm.
People not knowing who you are.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
How would you describe life pre-Stella Award winner and post-Stella Award winner? What has changed?
Two words. More pressure.
Oh, more pressure.
Guess what? I've learned to turn my pressure into praise.
All right.
No, but it is a good thing
mm-hmm.
when people are calling you that didn't call you before.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they say anyway. But the reality, Charvette, is once you start getting accolades, then you become a spotlight.
Mm.
And that means spotlight is good and bad. Spotlight brings you in the forefront, but it also exposes any flaws.
And more of a demand. A demand.
That's right. Mm. But it's a two-forward. It's a double-edged sword because the spotlight may be putting you up front, but it also can be exposing some things that are wrong. So you have to be really careful with that, and that's why you got to stay humble because you get an award and you think you're grand and you think you've arrived. Well, that spotlight will expose some flaws too. When you put a light on something, it just don't bring attention to that, but it'll also show the mistakes on a greater level. It will accent flaws and things and errors that are not right if they're there. And so what I have to do is I have to walk softly and I have to stay humble.
So true. And that could be why some people may be thinking, wow, I have all this talent and I can do this and I can do that, but God knows that they are not ready.
That's right.
For that exposure, for that light to shine on them.
Hey, exactly. Because that light can get hot.
So true. And literally and figuratively.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You just stay focused. You know, I'm staying focused now. You know, the devil's throwing things at me, I laugh.
All right.
I know.
He's a liar anyway.
That's right. But I know that if I stay focused, then I know my connection with God will stay strong. And I can continue to hear from him. But if I get caught up in all of this Stellar Award winner and, mm-hmm. and this and that and this and that, then guess what? I'll find myself in a ditch.
My goodness. Last question, and I'm going to let you go, and we're going to play the greatest for our listeners.
Wonderful.
All right. What are a couple of tips for someone that wants to start a choir or an ensemble? They want to start. That's another question from a listener. They want to start a choir or an ensemble. What are some tips?
If they really want to be blessed, I'm going to say this because this is the most important question that you have said. You have asked me.
Mm.
And I'm getting ready to give you one of the most important answers. If you really want to be blessed and do it God's way, you will schedule an appointment with your pastor first.
Mm-hmm.
And you will ask him, one, being under your leadership, and that's my covering, am I ready to start an ensemble or choir?
Mm.
Can I handle that?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing you want is, can you bless it?
Wow.
Because remember this, Charvette, the only authority to minister is ministering through the church.
That's right.
This is Bible. If you're not connected to the body in some form or fashion, you cannot experience the anointing that flows from the head to the body.
That's right. Absolutely.
And so we have a lot of choirs and a lot of ensembles out here that don't have no covering.
And therefore, no anointing in a lot of cases.
Cannot have anointing. That's what the Bible says. I didn't write it. And so if you want to do it God's way and do it right, consult with your pastor, your covering, and ask those questions to him. And if he says, man, you are ready, I'm going to endorse what you're doing, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bless, because guess what? I made every group member in my group, they had to get a letter from their pastor.
Mm.
The first thing the letter had, and I know that's not normal, but But I did that because I wanted to do it God's way.
Right.
And guess what? The pastor had to, one, show that this was a member that was active and in good standing with the church.
Right.
Because guess what? What kind of testimony would it be if I got somebody singing with me that ain't even active at their own church?
Right.
God didn't design music ministry that way.
Right.
And so that is what I have done with my group, and I encourage people that are considering to start groups and choirs, especially when they're not church-based. Consult with your pastor first.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here again live and in person from Minister Isaiah D. Thomas. Thank you so much.
Get ready. It's a gospel explosion. Friday, April 24th at St. Paul's Baptist Church, 4247 Creighton Road, 6 p.m., starring Vicki Winans. Tickets are $30 in advance and $35 at the door. This event will sell out. Go to www.vuu.edu. See Vicki Winans, Pope Andre, the Richmond Spirituals, True Vision Gospel Choir, and Colovia Lawrence. Get your tickets today for the gospel explosion Friday, April 24th at St. Paul's Baptist Church, 4247 Creighton Road. Order your tickets now at www.vuu.edu or call 342-3938. That's www.vuu.edu or call 342-3938. The Gospel Explosion, starring Vicki Winans, a benefit concert for the Virginia Union University United Negro College Fund joint campaign. This will be Richmond's biggest event. Thanks to our sponsors, First Market Bank, Bowers Family Enterprises, and DRBN Associates.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at mitchell-productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So glad to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the world wide web. We are in our artist spotlight. You just heard from Minister Isaiah D. Thomas. We give a big shout out to him. Listen, visit him online at www.isaiahdthomas.com. Certainly pick up his project, The Greatest. It's being played all over the airwaves, and we just enjoyed talking to him and hearing his wisdom nuggets, I like to call it, wisdom nuggets. All right, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We're going to keep this train moving because I have my next artist spotlight, my new artist spotlight. These ladies are just wonderful, and they are in the virtual green room right now, and I'm going to be bringing them to the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, it's so great to have new artists coming on the scene all the time that bring something fresh, that bring something different, that bring something new. And they've released a new CD called Trust Him, and it has songs from the heart. Certainly this CD will uplift, strengthen, and encourage you with its contemporary and traditional gospel music. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about none other than the Pitts Sisters. I'm bringing them to the mic right now. Yes, I am. Ladies, do I have you?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
We're so glad to have you. Let me introduce you to our listeners. All right, so let's see here. The first lovely sister, Pastor Linda Latimer, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you, Sister Charvette.
Yes, we're so glad to have you, Pastor Linda, and she's the tenor of the group, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed, I am.
All right, represent, represent. All right, now we also have another sister, Beth Pitts Watson, the alto of the group. Beth, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing good. So glad to have you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you.
All right. Last but certainly not least, you always have to have the baby of the group, right?
So that's right.
That's right. We have Michelle Bordley coming. She's the soprano of the group. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Ovette. So glad to be here.
Oh, we're just glad to have you and feature you in our new artist spotlight. I'm telling you, I'm going to start with Pastor Linda first. Who are the Pitt Sisters? How would you describe your music ministry?
Well, we are real sisters, born from one mom and one dad. We are the daughters of Bishop Marcia Pitts and our late father, Elder Joseph Pitts. And we have been singing all of our lives, since really from the womb, from the time we were, our mother has always been actively involved in music ministry and has played for so many choirs and groups.
Yes.
So music was a big part of our home. And when she was trying to work out those parts, she had her three little girls. And you know how it is with music and now. So it wasn't long before we were singing, just kind of finding our own way within her musical talents.
Outstanding. We certainly give a big shout out to Bishop Marcia Pitts. Hey, how you doing? We know you're tuning in.
Hey, that's our mama.
That's our mama.
We are so glad of her influence and the positive influence that she had over you all's lives, certainly.
Yes.
So, Michelle, let me go to you. So with the music ministry, as you know, kind of when you're younger, you're kind of like, okay, I have to do this because mom and dad told me to do this. But kind of when did you see yourselves really saying, okay, you know what, this is really ministry and we really want to, you know, we really want to do this for real?
Yes. Well, we were raised, of course, in the church, you know, and as my sister already said, mom was involved in music. She played the organ, so we always kind of had to sing. But I thank God for the old church because it just became a part of us. We knew that there was a real God, and we all accepted him as our Lord and Savior young. And being as though we were able to sing, and like has been said, soprano, altos, and tenors, we just always sang from very early on. And it was just became a part of us and the sincereness of it. Because not only did Bishop teach us the parts, but she also taught us that God was so real.
Yeah,
and it just became a part of us from very early on.
Oh, right. And you can't get away from it, right?
Cannot get away from it.
Oh, right. So I want to know about your personal musical influences. So, Beth, as you were growing up and now, who are your musical influences?
I would still say my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because she played a very important part in our lives. And also our family as a whole was very musically inclined. Aunts, uncles, cousins, they all sang, played instruments, and were very active. So being from a musical family and a godly family, they were my role models and still my influences today that I look up to because they kind of steered us in the right direction.
Great. Pastor Linda, any personal musical influences?
In addition to what my sister Beth just said, is I certainly would love to give a shout out to James Cleveland.
Yeah.
Even from a little teeny girl, I remember our grandmother Bishop Jones having his music on. It was something about that old music, Milton Brunson, who really just impacted us. And I love the new artists too, but those old. That old sound that made us feel like, you know, that sound that brought you under conviction, that made you feel like it, even if you were in the church and you weren't 100% sold out, it would draw you and it would transform you. And I think that although some of our music, as you've already indicated, is pretty contemporary, that heart of that message, the gospel and its fullness, I believe it rings through. So I do thank God for that because I remember those, and there weren't CDs back then. They had the albums on. And
A-track.
amen. Before that, that's right. And the strong gospel message certainly came through and brought conviction, and from conviction to salvation. So I certainly would say they certainly played a part.
Outstanding. And last but not least, Michelle, any other musical influences, personal, your personal ones?
Personal, also in addition to those, Andre Crouch, loved his music. And I'll never forget when our mom would go out to run revivals, we always sang. And, of course, we cannot forget the Clark sisters.
Yeah.
I'm Looking for a Miracle became our theme song. Every time Bishop ministered, we sang, I'm Looking for a Miracle, and we still do today.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. Great, great, great. All right, so, Beth, tell us about this new project. Give us all of the behind-the-scenes information.
Well, really, I'm going to pass that on to Michelle Borley, my oldest sister. She was really instrumental. And my mother, Bishop Pitts, and my oldest sister, Linda, they wrote all the material for the project.
Okay.
So it was really their baby. And I was just a background singer, giving my heart.
Yeah.
But,
100%.
Keeping the melody, right?
Yes, definitely.
Cool. So Pastor Linda or Michelle, want to tell us about the new project?
Go ahead, Pastor Linda.
Okay, absolutely. We're just so grateful. As Beth has already said, God has just been so faithful. And over the years, we've just been so blessed. Many times when you're going through a crisis or a problem, you know how the Lord would just drop a song in your spirit or drop a scripture in your spirit, and it just give you enough power just to make it through, just to remind you that everything is going to be all right. Well, the Lord has blessed us in that sense musically. One of the songs that actually is the title of the album, Trust Him, really materialized when it was a very dark period in my mom's life, and she was expecting a 21-day miracle, and yet Daddy chose to go home to be with Jesus. So between that and just literally just even in the midst of just praying, not being deep or anything yet, but just hearing a melody in our minds and in our spirits, and then God just hand-delivering the music, the lyrics just to go along with that. That's how all of our songs have been birthed. It has been easy, Chevette. We didn't have to sit down and work on the lyrics to try to put two tunes together. I've literally woke up singing a song that I realized I had never heard before.
I was able to go
to the piano and write it down before I forgot it. And that's how all of our, you know, it wasn't something that we got together and tried to create songs. And I've heard other artists say, oh, you're so blessed to be able to do that. But it's not even us. It's just God.
Yeah, it's divine God. Inspiration.
It is, absolutely. And we've certainly shared that everywhere we've been able to minister. We can't even take credit for it. All of the songs on that album are divinely inspired. And that's why the album blesses so many people, because it just came from the heavenly presses.
Wonderful,
so
wonderful. And we're going to share Trust Him with the audience, too, so they'll get to hear that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio, but heard all across the world, wide web, and we are in our artist spotlight. We are talking to three lovely sisters, real-life sisters, ladies and gentlemen, the Pitts sisters, that's P-I-T-T-S. Listen, visit them online right now. While you're listening to the show, go to www.thepitts, and that's P-I-T-T-S, sisters.com, and check them out. All right. So, Michelle, where can people buy the CD? Certainly on your website.
Definitely on the website. It's also available on iTunes. Rap City also is selling it digital. And but they can get hard copies right from us from the website.
Okay, great. And so what have people been saying about the CD?
Oh, that it has touched their hearts. We had one sister that wrote a 3-page letter about back to Trust Him, about how she was going through a deathly crisis. And through that song, she was able to go through it a whole lot easier. So we're hearing testimony after testimony through the ministry of songs. Even I Won't Wait, there's a song called I Won't Wait, and it's about praising Him, that we can praise Him through the midst of our testings and trials and struggles. And just so many people, as you, if you go online to www.thepittsisters.com and look at our guest book, a lot of people have signed in and weighed in on our album. And we like to leave it there so you can hear the good and the bad. And I thank God it's been all good. People are being blessed by our music project. We give God all the glory.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, I think we don't want to let our guests and our visitors and our listeners wait too much longer. Let's go ahead and drop this track, Trust Him, and then we're going to finish up talking with you ladies. So I'm going to have y'all hang out in the green room. Is that all right?
That's all right.
All right. Listeners, here we go with Trust Him by the Pitts Sisters.
Trials and storms come to each one of us. Whether we are believers or unbelievers, it's all part of life. One of the worst trials and storms that I had came in the year of 1993. My husband had been sick a year before, and the Lord miraculously touched and healed his body of colon cancer. And we were about the work of the Lord and believing God for it to be this wonderful team that he wanted us to be. But his body began to deteriorate. And so we go back to the doctors, and there is another lump, another mass. The enemy is attacking us again. And we decided to go ahead with the surgery. It was during the midst of this. On the 20th day, God spoke to my heart and began to sing a song. I was looking for the 21st day miracle, but he was telling me to put all of my trust in him. He told me not to worry.
right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Trust Him, the title track from Trust Him, the Pitt Sisters. I'm telling you, I'm giving a clap, 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 clap. I love it. It just ministers. That song, I can hear that song in, you know, a Sunday morning, you know, service in churches all across the United States.
I can hear that.
Awesome. And trusting God is a simple thing in a sense, but it's so powerful. And sometimes one of the hardest things for us to do, but it's a simple concept.
It's just trusting in spite of.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Michelle, give our listeners one more time where they can purchase the CD, your website, all of that.
Okay, go to www.thepittsisters.com. Click on the information link where it says buy. There's also links that will link you to iTunes, also the CD Baby, and also you can just print out an order sheet if you prefer to do that and get a hard copy directly from us.
All right, outstanding. So, Beth, tell me, what are some of your favorite tracks on the CD?
Well, of course, I won't wait. The featured soloist is my son CJ, who was 16 at the time. That's one of my favorites. The song has just blessed. So many people have responded to that song. It's just a blessing knowing that we don't have to wait, that God is going to be there.
Yeah.
And we just really have to trust Him.
Outstanding. All right. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I think that can be done a lot of different types of ways. And I want to know from each one of the Pitt Sisters, what motivates you? And I'm going to start with Michelle, then go to Pastor Linda, and then finish with Beth.
Okay.
So Michelle,
What motivates you? God Himself. He really, truly does. And as far as the influence, my mother. She is my biggest influence in my life, and that really inspires me to do and want to do more and more and more and to be in God's complete will. And so really the motivation, just having that personal connection with Him.
Yeah.
And when you talk to God every day, He really does talk back. And just a personal influence as far as active my mom. And so I give a shout-out to her tonight.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Pastor Linda, what motivates you?
I could really just stop by saying ditto, 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 ditto.
Yeah.
I cannot emphasize enough the importance of a relationship with the Lord. And regardless of where people think they are or they feel like it's too difficult, God is always listening. He's just looking for a door for us just to call Him up. And, and when we do that, he'll meet us right where we are. So many people think that God is mad with us, but He's not mad with us at all.
No.
He is always looking for opportunities to get us back in the fellowship with Him. And because we are really living in the last days, I don't know what I would do without Jesus. So He is my motivation. He's the reason that I smile in the midst of sorrow.
Yeah.
He is the reason that we triumph and we can have really hope for tomorrow. I've been saying over and over that the church is not in a recession because of the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
And we can really put our trust in Him and not be moved by this system. In addition, again, it goes back to our mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's coming across pretty apparent how close we are as a family, and we are. But you know what they say about the hand that rocks the cradle? That's the hand that rules the world.
Definitely.
And our mom has had such a great influence on our lives. I mean, not just talking about the Lord and putting Him first, but those life skills that have really made us the women that we are today. It's because of her and the support and the prayer and just not just telling us, saying one thing and living another, but really living honorably. You know, even when she had an opportunity to do the wrong thing too, she made good choices in front of us, and that has certainly affected us. So, yeah, we love our mom and M's. We are mama girls.
Outstanding. Modeling that appropriate, that
absolutely.
Behavior, modeling leadership,
absolutely.
Modeling.
And we've, to the point where we've really tried to do the same thing with our own children. And, you know, being a mom is not easy.
Right.
You know, it's just not easy. And there's 5 grandbabies from my mom, from our kids, and it's just not easy. And yet, I think our kids would turn around and say the same thing about us. If you put God first.
Yeah.
You know, and the Bible's true. If you give them to the Lord, they cannot depart. And we're standing on them and trust to God and everything. So God first and then our mom and them, for sure.
All right. Amen. And Beth, last but not least, what motivates you?
Well, I'll tag on with Mom being a great influence, but as far as our singing goes, just to have people be blessed, uplifted, and
just really
know who God is through our music, and that's the message we want to put out, that people will be blessed in their spirit through our music.
Great.
And just having a relationship with God.
All right. And are you all available to sing at conferences and seminars and things of that nature?
We are extremely busy, but how can we say no to God's work?
Right.
That's right.
Outstanding.
So when they call, we come.
All right. There you go. And again, check them out on their website, ladies and gentlemen. And so what is next for the Pitt Sister? Sisters, can we expect another CD? Or, you know, what's next?
Well, God is always speaking.
Yeah.
And he's always up to something. And just because that first CD rolled up doesn't mean he is not speaking. So you'll be seeing more of the Pitt Sisters in the future.
All right. We'll keep our eyes on you. Absolutely. And so certainly I want to give you a moment. If you have any shout outs that you want to give while you're on air. So somebody wants to say, you didn't mention me. You didn't shout out.
I guess to our husbands.
Yes. To our husbands and children.
To our children.
Yes.
Brandon McKenzie,
Janelle
and Danielle, we love
you
all.
We love you.
Great.
Stephen, Raymond, Emmett.
Absolutely. My church family. Pastor, you didn't even
church
say
on the Rock,
word.
We love you.
We love you, Church on the Rock Ministries, indeed.
Amen.
Indeed. And to all the people who listen and are encouraged and continue to spread the good news of the CD. We thank God for you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I have enjoyed hanging out with you guys in the virtual studio, and thank you so much for
joining. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you are quite welcome. And again, we're going to keep our eyes on the Pitt Sisters.
Thank you, sis.
All right, thank
you.
Love you, too.
Thank you, Sister Charbette. Love you.
All right, you as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be wrapping up this segment. Remember, if you missed any portion of the interview, no problem. You can go back in the on-demand section and listen to the full interview. You can send a link to a friend. You can post it on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, all of the networking sites. Listen, you can connect with me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on MySpace. I'm on Twitter. I'm on all of that. You can find out about me and how to connect with me at www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. We'll be right back.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
What if you didn't follow the path everyone else takes? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to wrap up another edition the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, so excited to be able to offer you this artist spotlight. We talked to Minister Isaiah D. Thomas and the Pitt Sisters, and you want to check them out, visit Minister Isaiah D. Thomas online at www.isaiahdthomas.com and also the Pitt Sisters at www.thepitts, and that's P-I-T-T-S, sisters.com. Connect with them, buy their projects, support them. You know, we do it better when we do it together. Listen, check us out next week. We're going to be talking to, I'm going to have another sister girlfriend spotlight. We're going to be talking to Maurette Brown Clark, a gospel artist, phenomenal, Stella Award winner. And then we're going to talk to Coach Christy and also Coach Karen and some business coach, life coaches. So we're going to have a really, really, really good time. And then we'll follow up with some more artists and authors and just a whole lot of stuff lined up for you. We know the summer is coming and people are getting antsy. We just got a lot of great things. We have a lot of events that we're going to be spotlighting as we've done in the past week. So we're just excited and glad that you have tuned in. And we thank you so much. And you know what? We look to see you back next week. Adios.